listener production.
Farming groups band together against Canberra's same job, same pay laws. Wagga basketball starting to find some rhythm in the Waratah League, and the final curtain drawn on Wagga Takes Two. Today's weather: showers across the region, heading for 17 in Wagga and 21 in Griffith. I'm Stephen Zoyce, and welcome to Riverina Local News. Farming groups have joined a campaign against Canberra's so-called same job, same pay laws, saying it won't mean equal pay for men and women, but will force employers to pay workers with vastly different knowledge or experience exactly the same. Here in our region, the ag industry is worth around $2.2 billion a year. Tony Ma from the National Farmers Federation says farmers are already struggling and this could make things worse.
Same job, same pay could become a real red tape minefield for farmers. Most farms are small business, family-run businesses which don't have lawyers and an HR department to turn to.
And still on our ag sector, the body representing our region's farmers is calling on Canberra to rethink competition laws. This comes after the ACCC put forward multiple recommendations in its 2020 Perishable Agricultural Goods Inquiry. With grocery costs up 12.8% over the past year, New South Wales farmers are urging the Albanese government to crack down on unfair trading practices to lower prices.
We do think that some of the recent mergers have substantially lessened competition in certain segments of the market. So we do need to look at those mergers just to ensure there are enough competitive players to get these markets working well in a balanced sense for farmers, but equally for Australian families.
CEO Pete Arkell there. Perishable items have seen the most price hikes, including our region's $293 million poultry industry. Lab-grown meat might not be the answer to our sustainability concerns, as fresh research shows it could be 25 times worse for the planet than our traditional red meat sector. This is because cell-based animal products are much more energy-intensive when produced at scale. And Professor Paul Wood says using clean energy isn't necessarily a quick fix.
The estimate is you're going to increase energy needs by about 500%. And then, yes, you could use renewables to bring that down. But the problem that people have got is access to renewables. So in Singapore, which is the only country that has a cell-based meat product on the market, they've got less than 4% renewables in their energy mix.
In our patch, the red meat sector is worth $315 million, making up 12% of the state's total output. A fire at Wagga High School has forced students to evacuate the facility. This came after a frisbee got lodged in a heater and caught alight yesterday afternoon. Emergency services quickly extinguished the flames, and fortunately there were no injuries. And the final curtain has drawn on Wagga Wagga Takes Two for 2023. The cast and crew gathered to hand over all the money raised for the 10 charities in the show this year. The final figure of the event stands at $476,135. To sport now, and after seven consecutive losses to start the year, our Wagga Heat have won back-to-back games for the first time this season. And it wasn't pretty either. Zach Maloney's men smacking Tamworth to the tune of 26 points at PCYC on Saturday afternoon. Jacob Edwards taking over the contest with 27 points, including four threes in the 96-70 win.